Chevra, Kesh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu that he's going to give him such tremendous schar. Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Aleph. Anochi Mogein Lach, I'm going to protect you. Schorcha Harbi Meod, your reward is going to be very, very great. And Avram Avinu says back, Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elokim, Matitinli, what are you really going to give me? I'm going childless over here. Uben Meshek Basi, and the steward of my house, the one who's the man of the house, who Demesek Eliezer is the Eliezer from Damascus, my servant. Meaning, what does Hashem say? Hashem says to Rabbeinu Shalom, please, what reward do I need? I don't want anything because I don't have a child. So who's going to inherit me? Eliezer? Who's going to take over? It's meaningless. All the gold and silver in the world is meaningless. You don't have children. Comes the Marav Shemesh, he says as follows. The Gemara, Darshins, when Avram calls Eliezer Meshek Basi, what's that talking about? The word Demesek Eliezer. Same idea. Shedoyle umashke mitoris rabo lacherim. That he takes in and drinks all the Torah and he gives it over to others. Shedoyle umashke mitoris rabo lacherim. He takes and drinks in all the Torah of his Rebbe and gives it over to others. That's beautiful. But he tells us about Eliezer. Eliezer was an incredible Talmud of Avram, took in all the Torah and gave it over to others. So why would the Gemara Darshan, Latoyev Eliezer, it sounds from the Pasuk, Pasha Pshat, like Avram's using this, like, what do you give me reward? I don't have children, all I have is Eliezer, in a negative fashion. But the Gemara is using it seemingly in a positive, the domestic Eliezer, that he's my Talmud who gives over the Torah to everybody. That's a beautiful thing. Avram seems to be positive complaining about it. Comes to Morav Shemesh as follows. Listen closely to this because it's tifa vart. This is obviously the beautiful thing to learn from your Rebbe and give over the Torah of your Rebbe. But Hashem wants us to be individuals. Hashem gave each and every one of us specific talents, and each and every one of us is different, and each and every one has a different koichos. And Hashem wants us to live up to all of that. And Hashem doesn't want us to just mimic others and be a mirror image even of our Rabbeim. It's not a life of monkey see, monkey do, because that becomes mechanical and rote. And so I'll see my Rebbe does this, so I do it, but I don't have any passion or understanding. K'mitzvas anashim melumada, mechanical, avodas Hashem. And we're all the same. No, there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, there's all different koichas and all different ways, and there's Torah, and there's chesed, and there's tefillah, and there's 613 mitzvahs to focus upon. And each and every one of us is supposed to be an individual. Yes, we have to learn from our Rebbeim, and we have to learn Torah from the Rebbeim, and have kavod for our Rebbeim, and ask shailos to our Rebbeim, b'mahalacha, b'ashkafa, but ultimately then take all that and be an individual. And use that and filter it through my mind and my heart and my soul and my kochos. And I have to try to be Arya Cohen. I can't try to be Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen or Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger or Rabbi Nosson Zvi Finkel Zecher Tadich Tzadik Kashav Racha or Rabbi Pinchas Friedman Badal Chaim. I'm not the Rebbe. These are all tzaddikim that I've learned from, that I've grown from. Rav Mendel Blachman, Rebbe Amori. But ultimately I have to take all that I've learned from them and be myself. And that's what Avram was saying. Avram was saying about Eliezer, it's beautiful. But Eliezer, he's just mimicking. He's doyle umashke mitoros rabo lachem. He's taking that Torah and giving it over. He's not adding any of it. It's all Torah's rabo. That's the emphasis of the Gemara. It's all Torah's rabo. It's not Torah's Eliezer. You know, the amazing Yitzchak is his son who he loves, who's completely different than Avram. He's Gvura, the opposite of Chesed. Ava and Yira, but equally Chashev. Lech Lecha, the first words told Avram, you know. A little different than we said earlier, but basically similar. Lech Lecha, go be yourself. Be true to yourself. Don't be someone you're not. Don't live to try to be the mirror of somebody else. learn from others, grow from others. But ultimately, be yourself. Rabbi Shemesh says, "Kol echad l'fi koyach seichel." That's why, as well, perhaps we're compared to the stars. The stars in heaven, each one shines bright. Each one shines alone. Each one is different. So too, each one of us. Be like a star. Be your own star. Learn from others. Grow from others. But be your best self. Be yourself. And the emes is, in the end of the day, just tell you a little secret. That's when you'll be happiest. When we live just mimicking others, mirroring others, we're never happy because we don't feel that we're being ourselves. Lech lecha, go be yourself and you'll be the happiest person in the world. Today, Hashem is Baruch Hashem. Hail the Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha and full of bracha. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.